I'm so excited to have her on the air with us. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Let's just pull her up. She's on the phone and she is ready to talk to us from the Wisconsin State Fair. Please welcome to the show our girl, Tess Kirkson.
Director of Marketing.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
And nothing like, I mean, to start it off with some Usher with some Pitbull. My goodness.
Come on now.
You know what's so funny? I just said to DZ while you're on hold, I said, I wonder if the State Fair could bring Usher and Pitbull next year.
We can fill the grandstand.
Team. Come on. I'm a big Pitbull fan.
Come on,
yes,
now.
Girl.
You want to fill the grandstand? Come on now.
Right? I'm putting it on the list.
Woo!
Say less.
We love it. Well, Tess, you are the director of marketing and communications for the fair. So we wanted to have you on because what a year. What a
Seriously.
Year.
What a year.
What a year.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
And
so, I don't even know where to
start. We have lived 1,000 lives seemingly since the start of that fair, of this past fair.
Wow.
And so much has happened. I mean, it was an amazing, amazing 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
So sad to cut it short.
Yeah, I was going to say, have you ever had, or do you know, has there ever been a time in history where they had to cancel a day of the fair? Has that ever happened?
There has been a time in the early 2000s, I think it might have even been 2000 itself,
okay,
that they did have to close for one day, but then they were able to reopen. It was a power outage.
But
cutting it short on that last day, it was heartbreaking, honestly, for all of us. I mean, we work all year round to put on these 11 days, especially for our exhibitors, for our vendors.
Yeah.
Everybody.
It was really difficult, and we know we made the right decision. I mean, it was so, you know, the weather was so severe. We know that.
Well, and how many people got
really
flooded.
Hard.
The pictures
right.
are phenomenal that went viral from the fair of people basically swimming in, like, water
insane,
at the fair.
Shout out that young lady for sure, though.
People forget about their personal safety sometimes. I'm like, oh, my gosh, we have to make good decisions here, people.
Let's not just swim through any water.
It's scary, but we had a ton of public safety officers out there, too, just trying to get people to navigate through that. And we know that it was a tough situation. It was a tough day to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And you lost
Saturday night. Let's talk about that, too, because I was supposed to be out there for the Taylor Swift party. I was so excited.
Then
you ended up, I think, calling it because all the crazy storms started and the flooding, like 5 p.m.
Yep.
It just got not safe to be outside in the
lightning.
Exactly.
Day 10 got cut short.
Right around then.
The lightning was insane. You couldn't have people outside for that.
Mm-hmm. When did you guys know? When did it really become obvious that we're going to have to cut it on Saturday?
And walk us through how that goes down. Like, are you guys panicking in the back room? How do you make this decision?
Everybody watching the radar.
Unfortunately, we've seen it. We've seen severe weather too many times in our fair days. And our CEO, Sherry Black, who was at Waukesha County Fair before this, has also just, she has so many years of experience over fairs and severe weather. So we have an emergency operations center that we activate during severe weather, and we actually sit there next to a National Weather Service meteorologist with all their technology. They're in the room with us, helping us make those best decisions.
Wow.
I got goosebumps because you should.
I know,
million people come to the fair.
Made out of metal.
Our main goal is to keep people safe. I mean, we don't have anything if we don't keep people safe.
Right.
So
we take it really seriously. Our police chief is up there, our director of public safety and risk management, our manager's on duty, and
everybody's,
it's a big collective.
It's a big collective decision. Okay, so you guys canceled it on Saturday night because, hello, and we saw what happened, all the people losing basements and chaos, right? You did the right thing. So you get up Sunday morning. Then you go, there's no way, or what? Was it just too flooded?
Was it all hands on deck to assess?
Again, you got to do this?
Yeah, we were trying to get all hands on deck. And you got to think of it from the perspective of we all have lives outside of State Fair that we're trying to get. So as we started calling people around, hey, how's your house? How's your house?
Can you make it in?
I got goosebumps,
Tess.
Can
you make
it
in?
I didn't think about the staff at the fair, and they have their own flood.
Exactly.
Are you dealing with yours, or can you help us with ours? Seriously, that's what it turned into.
Right. So we knew once we got on the grounds and were able to assess it that just the community right then in that moment needed to have a break. we weren't going to be able to have our staff come in and all these things, so many road closures. So we knew we made the right decision there, although super tough. But we knew we made the right decision. And that's probably the hard, I mean, it doesn't make it much easier knowing that we lost that day for our vendors, for our exhibitors.
That's tough.
Even though some of our exhibitors got to show in other places then, which was great because we just know they work so hard year round too,
well,
just to do
livelihood.
That.
It's their livelihood.
It is.
It's their livelihood. They look forward just like you. It is the fair is your livelihood. You work, like you said, all year to put on this fair and to have it canceled. It's heartbreaking.
I mean, and you come from so far away. So when I was there the day before for the Milwaukee Bucks Kids Day, right? I was literally there and talking to a young lady who came up, wanted to meet, whatever. And she was like, I've got a pig in the pen. It's going to be in the show all year long. And then I got to thinking of them later, and I was like, oh, my gosh.
What about the animals?
The animals. I could only imagine.
What about the animals?
Y'all had to have sprung into action.
Oh, no.
That was such an interesting point for us to learn, too, is, like, of course, we're on the grounds caring for the animals and their exhibitors as well and their families.
Right. I didn't think
about that.
So
they were all safe.
Oh,
but then we got a lot of questions about it. So we're like, oh, we have to make sure we're communicating out to people, too, that the animals are taken care of. The animals are safe, which is so great, too. There's just so many logistics to running an event that big.
I'm fascinated by
this. The different parties, you know, vendors. We have shopping vendors. We have food vendors. We have people coming to make deliveries. I mean, we are just such a big ecosystem in a little town. And then, of course, the exhibitors and their animals and the people that stay on site with us in our dorms. There's
the
so
new
many
buildings that you didn't want
gosh.
To flood. Like, you know,
Tess, I could talk to you forever. We're talking to Tess Kirkson from the Wisconsin State Fair about the monumental year we had with the fair, how they had to shut down because of this historic flooding and the storms. And we're going through all the different emotions right now. What about the staff at the fair? They're flooding. What about the animals at the fair? There's so many things I didn't think about. There's so many. How many people work at the fair?
Right.
Honestly, Tess.
During fair time, we can get up to 1,800 people during that time.
Wow.
And of course, then we're lucky, though, now because we have our race event this weekend. So people can get some hours in and people have dried out. And we can really make up for some of that, including some of our vendors, too, who are going to open in our free fan zone. So they get to come back and do that. So we're really lucky to have it spaced the way it was so we can kind of make it up to those folks. And have people come out too if they're looking for that last fair day that they really wanted. They can come to our free fan zone for the Snap on Milwaukee Mile 250, then the race, the IndyCar race, and kind of get that last fair fix. So it's a nicer way, I think, to kind of put a bow on it, put an end to it. And then, of course, we have Harvest Fair come.
Oh, I love Harvest Fair.
You know,
it's
in
free. I love Harvest Fair. And let me tell you something. The Snap-on Milwaukee Mile race this weekend, last year was my first year experiencing it. I had never been to any kind of race.
Me neither.
Obsessed, Tess.
It was cool.
It was so fun. My kids loved it.
So cool.
So cool to
I
watch
was in the
racing.
Same boat as you guys. When we brought back IndyCar, I was like, I don't really know a ton about IndyCar
right,
at all.
Same.
I don't know a ton about racing.
I like to go fast,
so cool.
I am a big fan. It is so cool. Being in the garage is my favorite thing, where all those haulers come in and their Indy cars come out, and it's just so cool. And you see the drivers. Some of them have been in F1, and so they've got this big, fame around them. There are people getting autographs. It's just like a really high energy place to be. And then you add in, going 150 plus miles an hour on this little 1 mile oval that we've got. Insane.
We're talking so much about the oval. Now, if you just joined, we're talking to Tess Kirkson, Director of Marketing and Communications with the Wisconsin State Fair, about the flood that they had through the past week. Now, speaking of the oval, a lot of people had cars stuck.
The Milwaukee on the Milwaukee Mile.
Milwaukee Mile, because we use it for parking.
I didn't even think
it
about
that.
It
had to have taken a while, right?
How did you get people out?
How was it to deal with that? I mean, I can only imagine, because I knew you guys had the 250 event coming up, and I don't know if it's going to be clear. I don't know if it's going to be drained. I don't know if people's cars are going to be out. How are you going to work the logistics if somebody's car isn't turning on when it floods?
Yeah. I mean, and luckily that's where we're logistic experts when we come to, operating a 200,000 acre, a fair park. It's quite insane. But everyone
that's
got
cool.
out pretty quickly. It only took maybe 48 hours. There was a few you know, stragglers that needed for insurance purposes and things like that.
Sure.
But really, and then we were able to assess the track very quickly and make sure that we could put on the next event. Because again, going back to the safety of it all, I mean, that's, we don't have anything without that safety element.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're feeling really good about that. IndyCar even came out. They took a look at it too. And
they did.
Like, we're really ready to turn the page and then just get excited again.
Move on.
For the next event.
I'd imagine. And they got to make sure the track is safe for the racers. 100%.
For everybody. IndyCar is going to be nice this weekend. And I like it what you said, Tess, about some of these people, if they lost hours, you know, that were expecting to work at the fair on the final day, they can come out and work then. So what happens to the tickets or the ride tickets that people bought maybe before the fair got canceled? What do they do with those?
And or parking, you know?
And or parking, parking, sure.
For we basically have evaluated all of our ticket types, which there's so many, but you know, from selling at Holiday on, and we're going to do an exchange program. But one thing I'm really excited about is the cream puffs. So we weren't planning on having cream puffs for the IndyCar race this weekend, but
you're bringing them out.
You know, the cancellation of that day, we decided to have cream puffs not only during the race weekend itself, but also on Friday. We're going to do a drive-in type event. So it's you drive in, you park behind new dairy building, and then you'll get out and order at those north windows. And we're excited to be able to have that, an original cream puffs. People can get kind of a sweet treat, and they can use those vouchers that were unused that they planned on using on that Sunday or even Saturday night. They can use those here. And then we'll do a ticket exchange program come mid-September, we're hoping, where people can either come in and exchange their tickets, or they can get in touch with our ticket office to make sure they're coming back for 26 on that day that they missed that Sunday.
So that's awesome. So hold on to your tickets. Hold on to everything you bought. You will be able to exchange them. Don't forget they're having cream puffs all day on this Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the fair. Yes! And then the Milwaukee Miles this weekend. Well, you know, our community, it takes a village, Tess. Everybody has to come together.
The Wisconsin State Fair, I mean, really is the truest form of that. We take everything in Wisconsin and pack it into 11 days. Mm-hmm. And just to see the way the community rallied, not only around us, but all the other members in the community that were going through this together. Was really heartwarming. We're even doing on our Milwaukee Mile socials right now, we're doing a road to recovery contest where if you go out and you're helping clean up, you can get tickets, GA tickets to the race this weekend. So definitely check that out.
All you got to do is what? Post it online, hit somebody up.
Yeah, you got to post it, tag us, the whole thing.
Cool.
We're at Milwaukee Mile, so go to our social channels and definitely check that out.
That's great.
Well, Tess, thanks for coming on. I mean, like I said, I could talk to you forever about the fair and what happened, but you really answered all my questions. I feel like I know so much more, and there's so much behind-the-scenes stuff that I find fascinating. Good luck at the Milwaukee Mile. Maybe we'll see you there, DZ and I.
Fingers crossed.
And enjoy the cream puff drive up this weekend, everybody. And hold on to your tickets. Hold on to your tickets.
Of course, yes. And get ready for a fast weekend.
Woo! All right. Thanks, Tess.
Thanks.